主再次有机会跟大家一起来在教会见面。菲律宾圣经神学院，我们很看重神的呼召。所以同学，假如你在写你的申请表格当中，我们请你把你这个蒙召的见证、真得救的见证都写下来。为什么我们必须要这样做呢？
Why do you need to do this?
为什么面谈还要再次问你呢？
Even the interview, I still ask you about your calling.
当你知道是主呼召你。
Because you clearly know that it's God who calls you.
当你知道主耶稣让你，主耶稣是你的救主，成为你的主的时候。
Knowing that Jesus is your Lord and Savior.
你所到的通常，神一定会为你预备，神会这个与你同在。
In the future, when you serve in this field, you will know that his calling is true and he will stay with you.
今天早上要借着以赛亚书跟大家来分享神的呼召。
This morning, I will share from the book of Isaiah.
在还没有讲到之前，我们再次仰望主。
Let's pray together.
我就希望我们仆人把刚才讲的信息。词语的翻译也翻译得清楚，让你的话语很清楚在我们当中，让人家听见。主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为每一位进入菲律宾圣经神学的，都是主你所要用的。愿主你造就我们，愿主你修剪我们，奉主耶稣祈求。阿门。先讲几句家里的话。
Say a few things about the household.
当你进入非圣的时候，
那么
我们盼望每一位学生也以非圣为荣。
This one is number one. Yeah, no, no, no. This one is number one. This one is number seven. 13.
请不要在背后乱讲话。
16. Yes.
我们老师愿意听你心中的话。我们最不喜欢看到的是无名写下来的一些信件。你要敢讲呢，就要敢写你的名字。我们也一直在改进的当中。
I will try to look it up. Okay, let's try.
我们过去也经历过这段
不同的文
化背景的。当我们开始有海外的学生在我们当中的时候，有时候会听到小报告。当我们听到的小报告，赶紧要处理。我特别提醒说，恶人先阻绝。
But you know, I have to remind them, usually the
bad
guy is the one who reports first.
So we are
in this big family.
I don't know.
Every
kid
is
a
kid. Only that sees
the
word.
Yeah. Yes.
Your roommate sees what you're doing.
Your classmates
will also see what you're doing.
一般来说，我们的校友在各地服侍主的时候，彼此帮忙，彼此鼓励。有一次，有一位校友找不到工作。我们帮他联系另外一个校友。
他不要这样。
说那个校友说，我本来应该要去当裁
判。It has to be said to see the game.
The
game has to be seen. When you post it, what will happen?
Thirty some years ago, before I was installed as a president, I was reprimanded by our none other our lay man Henry Kofi for 30 minutes. Why are you spoiling these pastors? You give them air condition. I just don't speak much. But privately, I told him.
当一个传单多花一个小时读经,
if a student spend 1 hour reading books,
读圣经或是读书本,
reading the Bible and the reference book,
主的教会也多得了一个传单会读书的人,
and then the church would have one pastor who will know how to share from the book for
a while. 今天不是众教会的需要聪明的人,
we need the educated and wise person to serve the people of God.
May God help us.
I need to reiterate, we didn't say because we want to emphasize the Bible is the Word of God.
在经过菲律宾圣经神学，你必会读过新旧约圣经。
So after you pass through our training, you will be reading the Old and the New Testament.
其实今天最重要的是很多人没有读经。
Nowadays, many people are not reading the Bible.
有个乱讲神的话。
So they just misinterpret the Word of God.
另外一个更重要的。
More importantly,
虽然别的地方有华神、有中神、有澳神、有什么神，
Asia,
但是当我们把这个非神放上去呢，那个谐音好像对上帝不敬。
But if we use the other terminology for our Chinese name, it doesn't bring good glory to the word of name of God.
我们是这个被教育部、被世界公认的神学。
Our school is accredited by the Department of Education and Worldwide of
the
School.
But
we also need to reverend our God.
So,
especially
when
I
was
under the training of
the
rabbi, so I would use Adonai instead of Yahweh. To respect God in that sense.
好了，Hineni，我在这里。
Here I am.
这个圣经里面，当他呼召神的门徒的时候，
When God's calling the disciples，
当他要呼召有一个人来服侍他的时候，
When God is calling someone to serve him，
他很清楚向他们呼召。
He clearly called them。
这是第二种的呼召。
This is the second kind。
立志的呼召是他呼召我们成为他的信徒。
The first calling is calling us to be his believers, to be the family of God. I pray that every one of us here know that we belong to God. We don't belong to the world. We declare that we are called by God to be a member of his family.
这个工厂上面的一份子，神需要仆人。
Our calling is he called us to serve him, to be his servant.
这个上帝呼召摩西。
God called Moses.
上帝呼召基甸。
And Eden.
上帝呼召耶利米。
And even Jeremiah.
这几位都一直这个好像推辞一般的，都是对上帝很客气。
All of them have rejected, turned down God's call.
但是当上帝呼召以赛亚的时候，
But when God called
Isaiah,
immediately he says, here am I.
请差遣我,
send me.
请来你,
here,
我在这里,
here am I.
请差遣我,
send me.
那个字，两个字是很简单的两个字, 请来你是来哈利, 很简单的两个字,
very simple two words.
我在这里,
here am I.
请差遣我,
send me.
通常大家对这段经文就把前面的八节经文读得很清楚。
Normally we read deeply the first 8 verses.
我们通常会提到上帝如何接近他的先知。
We see how God cleanses his prophet.
然后他呼召先知。
And he calls the prophet.
接近他以后，他就呼召他，所以他说我在这里。
After he cleansed the prophet, he told him, and so the prophet says, "Here am I."
但是如果从上帝的眼光里面
，But from the perspective of God.
他们通常会提起有位全能的上帝。
They say there's an Almighty God.
有一个这个洁净的上帝。
A God who is sanctified, is clean.
曾差一位差遣的上帝。
Sending God.
但是很奇怪，通常大家都把九节、十节把它漏掉了。
But we and we don't know why, but many people would overlook verses 9 and 10.
当你看到这两节经文，到底上帝要用这个差遣以赛亚吗
？If you read these two verses, you will question yourself: Would God be using this person?
上帝差遣他是要人可以明白神的话语吗？
God sent him so people would understand his word?
或是不明白
Or that they would not understand?
上帝差遣他让他们可以回转过来吗
God want them to turn from their way?
或是不会回转过来
Or they would never return?
回转以后得到医治
If they turn, they'll be healed.
不回转得不到医治
If they don't turn from their way, they would not be healed.
当我们读这两节经文的时候
Let's read the two verses.
他说你去告诉这百姓说你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是看见，却不晓得。
Verse 9, it says, He said, Go and tell these people, be ever hearing but never understanding, be ever seeing but never perceiving.
第十节说，要使这百姓心能自由，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来。
So the verse 10 says, May the heart of these people dull and their ears heavy and blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed. These are from God's word.
让我们稍微分析一下
We analyze.
这边他说让他心能自由
So it says, Let the heart be dull.
让他的心更多的油腻更多的这个有很多的脂油包围在上面。
Let heart be heavy.
为什么旧约特别提到心呢
？Why the Old Testament mentioned the heart？
新旧约的心理学其实就是用心来发出。
The psychology of the Old Testament is started with the heart.
心就是整个人的中心。
Because the heart is the center of a human being.
人的计划和他的愿望的中心。
It's the center of everyone's plan and desire.
都是从心来做这个决定。
It's every decision starts from the heart.
我想中国人、亚洲人更加可以明白这一点。
We Asians didn't understand this point.
当你要跟你的女朋友说我爱你的时候
，You tell your girlfriend, boyfriend.
你不会说我的头脑爱你。
You would not say I love you with my mind.
你一定会说我的心。
I love you with my heart. With my whole heart.
其实这个心就是相当重要。
So the heart is so important.
所以这里面这个心能自由，就是让他的心这个不能处理一些事，那个心会慢一点。
But if the heart is heavy and dull, then he couldn't do anything.
第二方面，他说让他的耳朵发沉。
And then the ears let it be dull.
这个耳朵。这个变得非常的沉重，一直听不见上帝所要说出的话语。
Too dull to listen to God's word.
先知最主要用传讲的方式来传达神的信息。
The prophet uses his mouth. His mouth is the mouthpiece of God's word.
当你的耳朵发沉的时候
，But if the ears are dull,
听不见
，Couldn't hear.
什么都听不进去
，Couldn't hear anything.
那个我现在年纪大一点。
I'm now old enough.
我开始明白这个为什么太太要讲三次，男人才听得见。
I now understand why wife have to repeat three times so that men would.
他说：“难道你没有听见吗
？”I said, "Haven't you heard?"
第一次可能故意不听见。
Maybe I deliberately doesn't want to listen.
第二次又可能就装作不明白。
Second, I pretend I don't understand.
他通常不会发脾气，但是对我是会讲，讲心里的话。
My wife normally don't have temper, but with me she will flare up.
他说跟你讲第三次你还听不进去。
I said I've told you three times. You didn't listen here, heard?
耳朵发沉，听不进去。
Ear or dull, and
very irritated. 眼睛昏迷。
And eyes are heavy.
年轻市民这个在第一位做一看年轻上面涂抹一些东西
Sleepless night and smear on my eyes
就是这是属于这个硬化的圣经
So this is the very tough hardening of the scriptures
到底上帝要差遣他是让人家明白还是不明白
What's the purpose of sending him to let the people understand or let them not understand?
让他们晓得还是不晓得呢
Will God let them to understand or not?
这到底是一个命令吗
Is this verse a command?
如果以希伯来文来说这是一个命令
It looks like it's a command
对当他说你去告诉这些百姓
Because God says go and tell the people is a command
这是一个命令
It's a command.
第九节、第十节都是命令。
So verses 9 and 10 are commands.
到底这是一个警告吗
？But are they warning?
告诉他，他们的心，你越讲的时候，他们的心里越刚硬。
Warning to say, as you speak more, the more the dull, more dull the heart will be.
上帝差遣他是要人可以明白神的话语吗
？God sent him so people would understand His word.
可是不明白。
Or that they would not understand.
上帝差遣他，让他们可以回转过来吗
？God want them to turn from their way.
可是不会回转过来。
Or they would never turn.
回转以后得到医治。
If they turn, they'll be healed.
不回转得不到医治。
If they don't turn from their way, they would not be healed.
当我们读这两节经文的时候
，Let's read the two verses.
他说：“你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见。”却不明白，看是看见，却不晓得。
Verse 9, it says, He said, Go and tell these people, be ever hearing but never understanding, be ever seeing but never perceiving.
第十节说，要使这百姓心蒙自由，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，变得医治。
So the verse 10 says, Make the heart of these people dull and their ears heavy and then blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed.
这是神对他说的话。
These are from God's word.
当我们稍微分析一下。
If we analyze.
这边他说让他心蒙自由。
So it says, Let the heart be dull.
让他的心更多的油腻更多的这个有很多的脂油包围在上面。
Let the heart be heavy.
为什么旧约特别提到心呢
？Why the Old Testament mentioned the heart?
新旧约的心理学其实就是用心来发出。
The psychology of the Old Testament is start with the heart.
心就是整个人的中心。
Because heart is the center of the human being.
人的计划和他的愿望的中心。
It's the center of everyone's plan and desire.
都是从心来做这个决定。
It's every decision starts from the heart.
我想中国人、亚洲人更加可以明白这一点。
We Asian even understand this point.
当你要跟你的女朋友说“我爱你”的时候
，When you tell your girlfriend, boyfriend,
你一定不会说“我的头脑爱你”。
You would not say "I love you with my mind."
你一定会说“我的心
”，I love you with my heart. With my whole heart.
其实这个心就是相当重要。
So heart is so important.
所以这里面这个心蒙自由，就是让他的心这个不能处理一些事，那个心会慢一点。
But if the heart is heavy and dull, he could not do anything.
第二方面，他说让他的耳朵发沉。
And then the ears let it be dull.
这个耳朵。这个变得非常的沉重，一直听不见上帝所要说出的话语。
Too dull to listen to God's word.
先知最主要用传讲的方式来传达神的信息。
The prophet uses his mouth. His mouth is the mouthpiece of God's word.
当你的耳朵发沉的时候
，But if the ears are dull,
听不见
couldn't hear.
什么都听不进去。
Couldn't hear anything.
这个我现在年纪大一点。
I'm now old enough.
我开始明白这个为什么太太要讲三次，男人才听得见。
I now understand why wife have to repeat three times so that men would.
他说：“难道你没有听见吗？”
So I said, "Haven't you heard?"
第一次可能故意不听见。
Maybe I deliberately doesn't want to listen.
第二次又可能就装着不明白。
Second, I pretend I don't understand.
他通常不会发脾气，但是对我是会讲比较心里的话。
My wife normally don't have temper, but with me she would flare up.
他说跟你讲第三次你还听不进去。
I said I've told you three times, you didn't listen, heard?
耳朵发沉，听不进去。
Ear are dull, cannot listen, cannot hear it.
眼睛昏迷。
And eyes are heavy, blind.
人的眼睛失明，这个。在意味着他眼睛上面涂抹一些东西。
Sleepless night and smear on my eyes.
其实这是属于这个硬化的圣经。
So this is the very tough hardening of the scriptures.
到底上帝要差遣他是让人家明白还是不明白
？What's the purpose of sending him to let the people understand or let them not understood?
让他们晓得。还是不晓得呢。
Would God want them to understand or not?
这到底是一个命令吗
？Is this verse a command?
啊，如果以希伯来文来说，这是一个命令。
It looks like it's a command based on the Hebrew writing.
因为当他说你去告诉这些百姓
，Because God says go and tell the people, it's a command.
这是一个命令。
It's a command.
第九节、第十节都是命令。
So verses 9 and 10 are commands.
到底这是一个警告吗
？But are they warning？
告诉他，他们的心，你越讲的时候，他们心里越刚硬。
Warning to say, as you speak more, the more dull the heart will be.
今天是不是这样？今天当我们越听神的话语
，Are we not like this today? That the more we hear God's word，
我们大概心虽然身体虽然坐在这里，但是心。已经跑到很多地方去了。
We might be here sitting physically, but our hearts already flew out of the window.
这个，这是一个提醒吗
？Is this a reminder?
告诉我们，这个有这种事情会发生。
Reminding us such thing happen.
这一两节的经文。
So these two verses
出现在四福音：马太、马可、路加、约翰。
All appear in the four books of the Gospels.
我不敢多提新约，因为现在有 Joel Williams 在我们当中。
I wouldn't mention New Testament because we have the expert Joel Williams here.
但是经文通常假如在三福音出现是很重要。
But if the verses appear in the three out of the four Gospels, they are very important.
四个都提出来。
If the verse appear in all these four gospels,
那保罗又提出来
，and Paul even mentioned this，
也特别提到这段经文
，and they mentioned this passage。
啊，你们这些新约解经家，好好的去查考吧。
You hermeneutics of New Testament, you know how important now this verse is.
我不懂，请你告诉我好吗
？I don't know about that. Could you share with me?
难道这个是上帝呼召的心意吗
？Is this the main purpose of his calling?
当我们看到以赛亚书的65章
，But if we look in 65 chapter of Isaiah，
他这边特别提到上帝再次说：“我在这里，我在这里。”
Twice God says, "Here am I, here am I."
他由此提出两次 “Hineni, Hineni”。
So God mentioned, "Here am I, here am I," twice.
各位，以赛亚很喜欢重复一些句子。
You know, Isaiah liked to do repetition of phrases.
比如以赛亚书的40章
Like chapter 40.
他说：“你要安慰，安慰我的百姓。”
He said, "Comfort, comfort my people."
两次的出现这个安慰。
So comfort twice.
因为他一直要他们明白，上帝就是安慰他们。
Because he is emphasizing God is comforting them.
上帝要赐给他们平安。
God is giving them peace.
但是上帝特别说：“我在这里，我在这里。”
Here we see God saying to the people, "Here am I, here am I."
其实这就是上帝的心意。
This is the desire of God.
那回到这两节经文，我们要怎么解释呢
？So how do we interpret these two verses?
我们可以从三方面来解释。
We can look at it from three aspects.
第一方面是心理性的解释。
From a psychological interpretation,
经段经文这个宣告上帝的心意，使子民这个摆脱他们的任性。
So this passage declares the mind of God. It frees the people from their waywardness and stimulates the people to repent.
刺激子民来悔改。
It wants them to repent.
他说：“你们就是一直听，一直听，但是你们听不明白。”
The meaning is you keep listening and hearing, but you don't understand.
你们看是看见，却不晓得。
You keep seeing, seeing, but you don't see anything.
那当他不明白的时候，他再加上你的耳睛、你的心、你的耳朵、你的眼睛。
So because you don't understand, even your eyes, your ears.
上帝的心意要他们明白上帝的话语。
But God's desire is for them to understand.
刺激他们。
But He is stimulating them.
因为这就是以赛亚先知传讲的信息的重点。
This is the emphasis, the main emphasis of Isaiah's message.
当你一读以赛亚书的第一章的时候
，So as you turn to the first chapter of Isaiah,
他说这些人民都不认识我。
And then he said, the people don't know God.
各位，这是一个提醒。
This is a reminder.
这个当先知传讲又传讲
，The prophet preach and proclaim and proclaim.
子民不愿意接受真理的时候
，But the people are hardened. They do not want to receive.
心里越来越刚硬
，Their hearts are hardened.
但是当他们愿意这个接受真理的时候，就可以回转。
But once they soften and accept the Lord, they would be able to turn away from their ways.
这心理性的觉知的目的是什么呢
？What's the purpose for this interpretation?
要先知清楚的传讲。
The purpose is for the prophet to preach clearly.
各位，今天你们来到菲律宾圣经神学院。
Today you are at BSOP.
可能你们已经受过不少的培训。
Some of you have already undergone many theological training.
你们可能也听了好多的信息。
And you have listened to so many sermons.
有的时候，当你问老师一个问题的时候，你背后不是不明白，是要看老师有什么看法。
Some of your question is trying to see if the teacher knows the answer.
这次我们到加拿大的时候
this time when we were in Canada,
就有一位传道人。
There was this pastor in my class.
他说我其实都明白你要这个问题。
I actually know the answer to this problem.
但是我就要看你的看法。
I want to see your view.
我说你的看法是什么呢
？I said, what's your view?
你不需要再多问我了。
Don't listen to me. Don't ask me anymore.
但是各位，当你在菲律宾圣经上愿意谦卑学习的时候
，But if you humble and learn with a teachable heart.
当你愿意在图书馆多看书的时候
，If you spend more time in the library reading the books，
当你愿意听这个教授讲的一些话的时候
，If you listen to what the professor is saying，
好好揣摩思想
，And meditate on what you've heard，
好好思想的话
，And ponder on what you've been hearing，
看如何再把这个话语传开
，And think of how you could share God's word。
好好的把信息让人家更加明白。
And prepared God's word so that people would understand better.
今天的人很奇怪了。
Today the people are so different kind.
我们今天有太多的这个一些新闻。
There are so many news information.
你如果在网站里面要看你所要看的新闻，都可以看得见。
There are so many information in the web.
过去我们可能可以有几种的这个报纸或是一些重要的人物告诉我们这些新闻。
Before we rely on the newspaper and on some of the publications.
但是今天太多人乱讲话。
But today is boundless, is numerous.
我们又不能不懂得怎么分辨。
And we most of us have to learn how to discern.
我们更应该回到神的话语里面。
So we need to come back to the word of God.
让人家明白主的心意。
To help people understand what is it the desire of God.
听是可以听见。
So that they will listen and learn.
看是可以看见。
So they will see and perceive.
这是要鼓励先知好好的传讲更清楚的信息。
The purpose is to encourage the prophet to preach clearly.
各位，这是一个挑战。
This is a challenge.
当我第一个神学院毕业的时候
，When I graduated from the seminary,
我到一个乡下来服侍。
I went to serve in a provincial church.
在乡下服事的时候，我就以高深的学问对好多人来讲道。
With my high learning, I speak to this loaf of provincial
farmers. 看到他们睡着了。
They're all sleeping.
我第一次被唐崇荣牧师邀到这个印尼讲道的时候。
So when first time when Reverend Stephen Tong invited me to preach in Indonesia.
你知道他经常说，你们要用头脑来服侍主，要好好的传讲。
He said, "You have to use your mind, your head to serve the Lord."
要用理智的信息，好好的传讲。
You have to have cognitive knowledge and preach very well.
好了，我预备一个很深的这个。
So I prepare something very deep.
连我都不明白。
Even I don't understand what I'm talking about theological thing.
当他讲完以后。
After preaching.
他说你以后讲的时候呢。
And he told me, next time when you preach, Joseph.
讲简单一点。
Simplify. Less is more.
重复的话。
And repeat your what you're saying.
简单一点。
Simplify, less is more.
重复的话。
And repeat.What you are saying.
各位，我们要如何传讲耶稣爱世人的真理？
We need to simplify. Jesus loves the world, the Lord.
我们要好的、清楚的传讲。
And clearly the message is delivered.
不然你的听众越听越不明白。
If not, the audience would not understand what you're saying.
第二个是审判性的信息。
The second is the judgmental interpretation.
此段经文主要的目的是描述先知要传达的效果。
So under this purpose, the purpose is to describe the effect of the prophet's communication. It's not about the content; it's the effect of the communication.
不是信息的内容，是传达的效果。
So the emphasis is not the content, but the result of the communication.
他要他们讲一个很审判的信息。
So God wants him to have a judgmental message.
不喜欢旧约的圣经都会说旧约圣经都是审判性的信息。
Those who don't like Old Testament says Old Testament is all about judgment.
但是最近以赛亚圣经的研究。
But lately I'm studying Isaiah.
它里面会说以赛亚书先知前面一章到三十章为什么有这么多这个可爱的信息呢？
There is a book that says, how come the first 30 chapters of Isaiah is so beautiful?
其实信息很强硬的要让他们可以回转。
The message is about asking them to return to God.
但是当他讲审判性的信息
but,
子民的心越来越硬化了。
But when he turned to judgment or message, the people's heart are hardening.
导致子民会失望。
And so that they become hopeless.
不愿意悔改。
And they're disappointed, and they would not turn.
这个主要的目的是什么呢？
So the purpose.
这审判的信息是要指出先知性的使命。
So here they point out the mission of the prophet.
要让人家明白先知的使命就是要讲审判的信息。
So his mission is to proclaim the message of judgment.
神主耶稣要快来了，要审判这个世界。
Jesus is coming. He's going to judge the world.
是的，今天我有需要讲审判性的信息。
Today we need to turn to judgmental message.
求让人家可以明白上帝是伟大的上帝。
So the people would learn that God is sovereign. He's in control.
让人家可以看到这个审判性的信息。
So that people could hear about the judgmental message.
各位，今天我们何等盼望今天的先知、今天的传道人讲这种悔改的信息。
We pray that we will have preacher who would really have message for the repentance of the people.
有时候我们的信息太淡化了。
Sometimes our message is so ordinary.
没有把上帝的愤怒讲得清楚。
We could not speak on the wrath of God.
没有把神的这个。严重的信息、罪的信息讲得清楚。
We didn't speak about the seriousness of sin before the eyes of God.
所以先知性的信息其实是一个很重要的提醒。
So the prophetic message is so important.
除了心理性的解释
，aside from the psychological interpretation，
审判性的信息
，the judgmental interpretation，
更重要的还有一个教牧性的。
The third point is the pastoral interpretation.
其实这也是新约圣经的信息。
is also the message from the New Testament.
主耶稣以撒种的比喻来讲这一段的经文。
So it's the sower of the seeds, passage.
此段的经文是上帝的使命对子民的指示，这个和对先知解释上帝的作为不同。
So it points out the difference between God's mission to the people and for the prophet to understand God's work.
当先知传讲的时候，
As the prophet preached,
听子民听是听见，却不明白。
The people keep on hearing but do not understand.
看是看见，却不晓得。
They keep on seeing but do not perceive.
这确实是先知的经
历。This is what the prophet is experiencing.
各位，当你开始在服侍主的时候，
When you start serving the Lord,
你可能这个有些同学可能有机会带领很多人来信主。
Some of your classmates may have led people to the Lord.
你也看到很多人成长。
And people have grown in spiritually.
但是有时候你也会看到你非常的失望。
But as if your work is not fruitful.
为什么在这个地方我已经花了这么长的时间？
How come I've been here for so long?
还没有带领一个人来信主。
And have never led someone to the Lord.
其实这就是一个教牧性的信息。
This is a pastoral message.
告诉你不要灰心。
Telling you not to give up.
告诉你上帝了解。
Say God understand your situation.
他们听是听见，却不了解。
They have heard, but they don't understand.
要鼓励你。
Just to encourage you.
要鼓励你。这个要忠心传讲上帝的信息。
God wants you to keep on faithful in preaching His word.
今天早上我跟两位同工一起吃早餐。
This morning I have breakfast with two God's servants.
这两位都在很大的机构来服侍主。
Both of them are serving God in a big organization.
两个人都分享他们不同的见证。
They share their testimony.
其中一位是专门对回教 M 的信徒来传讲。
One of them is serving among the M's.
另外一个是专门对翻译圣经这个事工来这个服侍。
The others serve with the Bible translations.
有一次在印尼的马朗这个城市当中。
One time, in Indonesia, in Malang, Indonesia.
有一位这个翻译的同工。
One of the Bible translator, was have some visitors.
突然间这个有六个这个回教的这个 imam 邀请他来他家里。
Six of the M, the imams, the teachers of this M, came knock at his door.
要他来跟他见面。
They want to meet him.
他说糟了，他六个人要来跟他见面。
He was worried. How come the six imams want to meet him?
他说大概死路一条。
Oh, I am, this is my death.That end.
他就请同工为他祷告。
So he asked his colleagues to pray for him.
原来他们在翻译圣经的当中，都请这些这个回教徒来，这些老师来帮忙。
Actually, in during the process of translation, they have asked some imam to come in and see if the words are right.
因为最近他用这个比较启发性的方式，比较创意性的方式，请当地的人来帮他翻译圣经。
They even creatively asked the people.In that place to help them with the translation work.
他们就特别问他，要他来的时候。
So they came and asked this person.
你知道《可兰经》当中有提到耶稣。
You know our the Quran mentioned Jesus.
这个假如要问的时候，也要问 Man of Torah， 就是读摩西五经的人。
And though this we say Jesus, someone who read the Torah, Man of Torah.
你要多了解，要问他们。
And you have to use ask this person. They have read the Torah.
所以他们就开始问他。
So the people ask this man of Torah.
你尽多告诉我耶稣的事。
Can you share me about Jesus?
当然，这个翻译圣经的人就赶紧讲讲讲。
So this translator shared with them about the man of Torah.
然后
about Jesus.
然后他就问我们能不能受洗。
So this imam said, "Can we be baptized?"
他说要怎么跟这些这个带领的来替他们施洗
？How can I baptize these six imam who are leaders in their own perspective field？
他说我有资格来替他们受洗吗
Do I have the privilege to baptize them?
那圣灵就教他说，我们这里附近有一个海边。
So the Holy Spirit said there was a river or a creek beside.
那你就邀请这六位到那个海边来这个游泳。
We invite the six of them to join swimming.
在游泳的当中，他就替他们受洗。
In swimming, then he will baptize them.
各位。今天上帝在很多地方使用创意性的方式把人带到神的面前。
God is using so many creative means to bring people to the Lord.
但是有时候我们知道实在是很困难。
At times it was very difficult.
这三种的解释都可以鼓励今天的传道人。
So these three explanations can encourage the pastors today.
当中心这个守护他的职责
，to faithfully guard and do their task。
这个心理式的解释
，the psychological explanation。
鼓励先知要忠心传讲
，encourage the prophet to be faithful in preaching。
虽然子民听到了信息不愿意悔改
，although the people would not repent even after hear the word。
先知也不要灰心
，the prophet should not be discouraged。
审判性的信息以为先知所传讲的信息是审判性的。
The judgmental interpretation holds that the prophet preached judgment.
先知这个越宣告
，the more the prophets proclaim，
子民越不明白
，the people would not understand，
一定会带来祸害的。
It will bring them chaos.
教牧性的信息
，the pastoral interpretation，
指出子民越未必明白信息。
Implies that people may not understand the message.
但是上帝的作为
But it's God's working.
何等盼望子民的回转
How God hopes that they will turn to Him.
教牧要这个忍耐到底忠心侍奉主
The pastor must endure and faithfully serve the Lord.
我们再次回到这两节的经文
So we come back to the two verses.
上帝对他说你要去告诉这百姓说你们是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得。
Verse 9, and he said, Go and say to these people, keep on hearing but do not understand, keep on seeing but do not perceive.
请注意，这个信道是从听道而来。
So, receiving is from hearing.
但是当他不明白的时候，他进不去他心中。
But the person don't understand, it would not enter his heart.
当他看见上帝的作为的时候
Seeing the word of God,
当他没有真正的了解的时候他不了解不明白
But without understanding or perceiving,
先知也对他们说这个指着百姓心里蒙自由耳朵发沉眼睛昏迷恐怕这个眼睛看见耳朵听见心里明白回转过来变得医治
First then Isaiah says,Make the heart of these people dull and their ears heavy and blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed.
各位，圣经旧约圣经有智慧者。
So the Bible we see wise men there.
怎要我们忠心传讲，清晰明确的把信息传达清楚。
The task of the wise men is to preach faithfully and be clear in their preaching.
各位，今天我们在神学院需要有智慧者在我们当中。
We need wise men among us.
你越读的时候，盼望你越明白神的话语。
As you read God's word, I pray that you become more understandable to His word.
也把神的心意讲得更加清楚。
And could clearly point out the desires of God.
让更多的人可以明白上帝的心意。
So people would understand God's heart.
旧约圣经有个先知的角色。
The next person in the Bible, in the Old Testament, we see the prophet.
我们要忠心宣告。
The task of the prophet is to proclaim faithfully.
要我们英雄无畏的传达神的话语。
They need to be bold and courageous.
各位，我们今天一定要继续的传讲上帝的话语。
We need to continue preaching God's word.
上帝的心意要。这个让人家更加明白。
God wants His will to be known.
该讲的话我们要讲。
What must be spoken, we must speak.
我们要把神的话语好的这个宣告。
We should proclaim His word.
像一位先知宣告一般。
Like a prophet, boldly and courageously.
最后，在旧约圣经里面有一批的祭司。
The third group of person in the Old Testament are the priests.
其实，可能我们最不明白祭司。
We would hardly understand the priest.
其实，祭司扮演一个很重要的角色。
But their task is so important.
他收集神的心意，神的 Torah。
They collect the word of God, the Torah.
有问题，你要跑去找他问。
If you have questions, you ask the priests.
不要以为旧约的信徒那么乖乖的。
The members of the believers in the Old Testament are not reading the Torah.
我们不要以为这个信徒呢，这个真的是很乐意遵守律法。
But the believers do not follow the laws.
旧约的信徒跟我们今天的信徒一模一样。
They are like the believers today.
这个糊里糊涂。
They are not clear about the law of God.
各位，这个今年在面谈的当中。
This year in the middle of interview.
我心里最高兴的是95%的人很清楚主的呼召。
I'm glad that about 95% of our new students, they are clear about God's calling.
有一次我在面谈的当中。
There was one time during the interview.
我问一个姐妹，你有神的呼召吗
？I asked a sister, do you have God's calling?
你来那边圣经神学要做什么
？What's your plan of coming to BSOP?
她说我不知道。
She said, I don't understand. I don't know.
我你不知道你为什么要来？你为什么来呢
？Why do you come when you don't know?
啊，因为有人给我一张纸让我填表。
Because somebody asked me to fill up this form.
我们两个礼拜以后就请她回去。
And in 2 weeks we have to let her go.
各位，我们要清楚神的呼召。
It's so important to know about God's calling.
做祭司的要我们忠心侍奉主。
So the priest would serve faithfully.
叫我们坚信。
And to be consistent, confident, and not give up.
我们要好抓紧上帝的话语。
We have to hold on to God's word.
再次温习一下，这三种的解释都在上面，要我们忠心传讲。
So the three interpretations up there. The first is to preach faithfully and be clear.
要清晰的、明确把信息传开。
Be clearly and bring out the message.
忠心宣告。
And to proclaim faithfully.
大胆地把信息传开。
Bring out the message courageously.
忠心侍奉。
And serve faithfully.
坚信不移。
Be confident and not give up.
现在让大家听一首歌，假如你会唱，跟我一起来唱这首歌。
We will now listen to a music about Here Am I. You may sing along with me.
For a word of prayer, 我们一起站立来祷告。
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，是你呼召我们从万人中，你选召我们。我们记得那一次，我们是多么的不配，但是今天你选召我们来到飞升，来念书，来服事，来教书。我们的老我还在，我们怎么服侍你呢？求主今天再次向我们讲话，要放弃一切跟随你，不要带着我们的脾气，带我们的才能，因为我们要放下一切来才能够抓住你，我们手上要放下一切才能够握着你的手。求主带领我们今年开始在这里学习服事，重新再来，让我们没有忘记起初的爱心，没有忘记你呼召的声音。每时每刻，当我们软弱失望想家或是灰心的时候，求主你把我们再次叫回你的怀抱，知道你没有放弃我们，让我们紧紧跟随你，快跑的跟随你。 Lord, we thank you that it is you who called us. Since the first day when we hear your calling, may we be faithful and loyal and be strong, courageous, and confident to the end till we see you. We may be having times of discouragement or even hopelessness or frustration, but always call us back into your loving arms.And let us not forget our first love in you. We pray that everyone up here will really finish the course and gain your prize. We thank you in Jesus' name we pray. 靠主的名这样祷告，奉主名，Amen.